This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, 5 o'clock hour. That is the Funky Buddha happy hour.
But you knew that already, didn't you?
Sticky Treats is back. It's available in the tap room and very soon at select retailers around the state. This is, remember yesterday I said I don't want to tell you exactly what the Sticky Treats beer is modeled after. They've given me a better description than I had yesterday. A rice blonde ale with vanilla. It's not too different from a certain rice marshmallow treat from your youth. Also, Pie Day is Friday, and that features special dessert-inspired beer flights at the Funky Buddha Tap Room. New release to Lemon Meringue Pie, which is definitely a good-sounding beer. Other beers available include Pastelito, Red Velvet, Coconut Cream Pie, and more. Stop by the Tap Room on Friday. If they really want to earn Crowder's business, how about a Sausage Link beer?
I'd like a Sausage Link, man. Y'all can leave me alone about these Sausage Links.
They have a St. Patrick's weekend celebration, a weekend-long celebration starting Saturday, running through Monday, which is St. Patrick's Day. It includes $5 pours of Emerald Isle Stout, $5 Jameson shots, and specialty cocktails as well. You can stop by all weekend long. That's Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Let me read you a couple things that Barry Jackson tweeted out from the Miami Herald. Barry Jackson says, I can see a path to wild card contention for the Dolphins if Calais stays or someone similarly impactful surfaces. The Dolphins hit on a starting safety and guard in rounds 1 and 2. A quality cornerback is added from a pool that still has some decent names in it. The deep passing game returns, obviously. Patrick Paul improves considerably, or Teron Armstead returns. And Tua and everyone stay generally healthy. But fewer impact guys you have at need areas, the harder it is to catch teams with top five QBs and bottom of the AFC. Raiders, New England, they have improved. I understand. I mean, that's a lot to ask for, but, you know.
It's a lot to ask.
And Barry Jackson also tweets out, I've spoken to agents of multiple quality unrestricted free agents who signed elsewhere, who said the Finns called to express interest but didn't want to pass a certain point with spending and thus could not compete with what they got. And Barry Jackson points out parenthetically, Stephen Ross spends whatever is asked. This is more of a cap management thing. It's not that Stephen Ross doesn't want to spend. They just can't. They don't have the cap space.
Oh, Ross would have been an amazing baseball owner.
Yes. You're not lying.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But, Huck, I just hit the Powerball, but I just hit the Powerball. If I had those other fives locked in, we'd be set for life. Like, it's a lot what Barry just asked for.
Yeah.
Two offensive linemen, an all-pro, a Pro Bowl-style corner, a safety, two linemen, and he didn't say nothing about a linebacker position. We have no linebackers on this team. Like, there's a lot of stuff that Chris Greer has to do with a very tight cap.
Here's what ESPN writes about the Dolphins' acquisition so far. Zach Wilson. Wilson is joining the Dolphins on a one-year deal. What it means, the Dolphins were in the market for a number two quarterback after getting shoddy backup play, cycling through three different passers when Tua was sidelined to injury. Miami lands on Wilson, the number two overall pick from the 2021 draft, who has the talent to potentially stick with offensive-minded coach Mike McDaniel and a cadre of speedsters at skill positions. General manager Chris Greer told reporters that the Dolphins were runners-up on multiple backup options last offseason. This time around, Miami opened up its wallet a little bit more to get Wilson in the fold. What's the risk, ESPN writes, given to his injury? He's missed 16 games in five NFL seasons. It seems more likely than not that Wilson will see time in the 2025 season. And while Wilson showed well enough in the preseason last year to be kept as Denver's number three quarterback, there's no evidence to show that he has shaken his bust label after a failed stint with the New York Jets. An insufficient backup plan arguably cost the Dolphins an opportunity to make the playoffs last season. Miami's offense cratered without Tua, and the team went 2-4 in games he missed.
Ooh, we'll see, because there was still a pool of good quarterbacks out there. You know, we read the list earlier of guys you could have added. There's guys on that list that I think they might have been able to get for less than $6 million a year that I have seen succeed. I have not seen Zach Wilson succeed. And the storyline we talked about earlier, the one that kind of makes me feel funny is when his teammates were wearing Mike White jerseys or t-shirts when
he was
starting quarterback. Yeah. Like, your whole team wants you to be benched. That's very puzzling to me. So hope Chris Greer did his homework on this guy, because I'm not a fan of this signing.
Adam Schefter tweeted out some quarterbacks who are still out there. Aaron Rodgers, who looks like it's going to be between Pittsburgh and the Giants for Aaron Rodgers' services. Russell Wilson, Mac Jones, Gardner Minshew, Jameis Winston, Joe Flacco, Marcus Mariota, Cooper Rush, Jacoby Brissett, Drew Lock, Trey Lance, Carson Wentz, among others.
There's a lot of guys on that list that I would want over Zach Wilson.
I know. Like, I think I would want Mariota over Zach Wilson.
Mariota's on the we've already seen Brissett. I would take Brissett over Wilson.
I feel like we've been there, done that. I would take Bridgewater. I'd take Bridgewater back. I don't know if I'd take
TB back. Oh, love to take TB back. Half of that list, like, what have we seen out of Zach Wilson to say, oh, yeah, Tua goes down? So, like you said, with Tua down, they went 2-4. Zach Wilson's here last year. Are we 4-2?
Right.
I don't feel that way. I don't know. Chris better know something, because this is a puzzling one.
Yeah, I don't love it. Anyway, let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. I hope I'm wrong. I was expecting like a little sizzle from, I just thought it was such a glaring hole that there would be like, hey, look at our insurance policy. Hey, everyone, look here. Look at this insurance policy. And I just don't feel like that. I can't, like, I don't know how you say that about Zach Wilson.
Hunk, you sold this to us for weeks. You got me on your side about this. I'm like, get fat, guys. You were like, no, bro, the backup, our backups are, Tua's going to miss a couple games. Let's get a backup, overpay for a backup. We talked about it, and I started swinging your way, and then our platter of beautiful backup was Zach Wilson.
How are you surprised?
Hawk,
we're talking about the guys who had Skylar Thompson, Tim Boyle, and Stu Brutley,
right,
as your backup plan this past year, and for 3 years have sold us on Skylar Thompson, and you let them sell you a bill of goods again? Like, this is who they are.
They didn't sell me a bill of goods. I kind of put that on them. Like, I thought it was so glaringly obvious to everyone that you have to have a backup. Now, maybe they do think Zach Wilson's that guy, but I thought, especially when we were in that four-game span and we were watching an offense that literally couldn't produce anything, I thought it was glaringly obvious because I kept saying, oh, how do you make a case for keeping things as is if you're Chris Greer? You go to Steven Ross and go, we've identified the problem. We're bad at backup quarterback. Now, again, I'm guessing that they believe Zach Wilson is the best option in their price range. I would take Josh Dobbs, who was cheaper. I really would. But Zach Wilson does check some of the boxes that I had laid out, which is a guy who started a number of games, who isn't going to look like a deer in headlights like Tim Boyle. But I just don't think Zach Wilson has the resume to make me believe that they solved the backup problem, which I think was the biggest problem.
Yeah. It's another puppy, too. Another thing you said, too, Hawk, was a vet. That's what I was on. I was on the veteran, like the Gardner Minshew. The Texter got on it. Like Gardner Minshew, I would be so much happier. Jameis, I think Jameis is going to be out of the price range because Jameis can go do his thing. But a Minshew, a Mariota, y'all laugh at me. I would be happier with Ryan Tannehill back here as the backup over Zach Wilson. I swear I would.
That's the sausage talk.
I swear I would.
Let's get headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
You know what they say. Fool me once, strike one. Fool me twice, strike three.
That's fool not me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, we won't get fooled again.
Bro, I'm looking at some of Zach Wilson's game logs. This is ridiculous.
It ain't. I mean, the stat, I read you at the beginning of the show what Armando Salguero had tweeted.
He has a Wilson's
team
17 of 36.
Wilson's teams have a
win. He won a game and went 17 of 36.
His teams have a 12-21 record in games he has started, and he's got 23 career TDs and 25 interceptions. And Armando Salguero pointed out the Broncos could have kept him or Jarrett Stidham, and they chose to go with Stidham.
I heard UM chose Carson Beck over him. Like, what is, why are we, the more I look into it, this is crazy, man.
I like it. I don't, I'm not even kidding. I don't think it's a bad move.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't think people are outraged like I am. I do think people are kind of like, yeah, no problem.
But because you guys built up, like, you built up Jameis Winston. You built up, like, they need to go out and get the best backup possible. And I thought, no, if Tua goes down again this year, like, you have bigger problems to address than the backup quarterback. Why do you want to be in the playoffs with Tua missing five games?
I think that's like a defeatist attitude.
Maybe.
Like, I don't care about the backup quarterback situation because if our quarterback gets hurt, we deserve it, and we should lose games after that. Like, that's just a defeatist attitude. Like, you're going to punish yourself and your fan base because I'm tired of my quarterback getting hurt?
Yeah.
Okay, Solana. Last time, you always talk about Tua not being able to beat good teams.
Oh,
right? Always say that. Tua can't beat good teams. Last time that Zach Wilson played the Buffalo Bills, he went 7 of 15 for 81 yards, one touchdown, one interception. He scored 6 points. That's what we want.
Zach Wilson.
That's who we need.
Zach Wilson was a member of the New York Jets for way too long, which is the worst organization maybe in sports. And you just saw Sam Darnold leave the New York Jets, new environment, thrive. You saw Geno Smith leave the New York Jets, new environment, thrive, just got paid a buttload of money. He went to Denver. Everything we've heard out of Denver was that he bought in, he was mature as a backup, and now you get him for $6 million. That's nothing.
I hope you're right.
He matured behind a rookie and Jared Stidham.
Listen, you only need him for four games. Come in, 7-15, still better than Tim Boyle. I don't know what to tell you. You're not getting Joe Flacco. This is who you're getting. And I don't think the Dolphins should have allocated more of their limited resources to 72-year-old Joe Flacco or to Jameis Winston.
Do.
Yeah,
I do.
I don't.
You say allocated funny.
Allocated.
Yeah, well, you eat sausage links at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The Heat play the Clippers tomorrow. The Panthers are in Boston tonight. They play the Bruins at 7 p.m. Listen to all the action here on WQAM. Tiger Woods ruptured his Achilles.
Panthers tonight. No Marchand. We know that. He did have little participation, skate around. No Aaron Ekblad. He's been suspended 20 games. Panthers tonight, minus 200 favorites over the stinky Bruins.
I was going to say the Bruins are trying to lose, but I didn't think it would be minus 200. Still bet them. Easy money.
I don't know about that, but I may do a little shots on goal parlay. Maybe a little Mackie Samuskevich over 2.5. Anybody? Didn't he have like 7 shots on goal the other night?
Yeah.
David Pasternak, the Pasta. Bruins, Solana.
Pasta. What a bum that guy.
Guy. Over 3.5.
I guess he's their new captain by default, right? Marchant leaves.
I would imagine.
He was the guy with the A on his sweater.
But this North Carolina loss to Duke and this Khalil Ware under, I'm gonna start betting $17. I'm at that point now when you bet random numbers. $41.
Well, that's what I did. I had blank 67 in my account yesterday, so I bet $67 on the Khalil Ware over.
I'm about to bet $17 on the Panthers.
I might do the parlay I talked about earlier, though. Harden and Zion both have double-doubles, plus 800.
Not bad.
I think it's possible.
Let me take not. Can I go 8 on that one and then 9 on the Panthers? Let me see.
No, Joe Cock, Harden, double-double. I mean, the guy, I think, is leading or second in the NBA in assists behind Trae Young.
He's plus 1,000 to hit a double-double. Zion, conversely, is plus 2,500. So if anyone's going to hit the double-double easier, it's going to be hard.
Wait, plus 1,000 or minus 1,000?
Plus 1,000.
Harden?
Isn't he?
Bro, I think he's averaging like 8.5, 9 assists. Like, he's close to 10. That strikes me as odd. And no Norman Powell today. Bro, Harden almost had a triple-double.
Oh, I didn't know Norman Powell was out.
Yeah, Norman Powell's their best player. You're joking.
I know, I'm just teasing you. I like making that joke.
22, 8, and 6 is what he's averaging this year. Are you sure he's at plus 1,000?
That's what I remember saying. Double, double, James Harden. Yeah, minus 145.
It's like, did we just beat Vegas? Put the house on this, man.
Isn't that what I said? What did I say?
I was like, what?
Even Zion's only plus 375.
He confident.
I think it was triple double that he was a plus 1,000 and Zion was plus 2,500.
Like,
yeah, triple double. James Harden's plus 1,000. Yeah. Zion's 2,250.
Yeah.
Solana literally was typing up his resignation letter because he was about to hit the Hard Rock over the head.
This guy's averaging a double double, and Hawk's like plus 1,000, double double. I'm like, what?
Solana was about to get his home equity loan out.
Can't do that to me, man.
Somebody says Solana has been crushing you two since his head injury. Someone else had texted in earlier that Solana sounds way more with it after his head injury. You feel rejuvenated? Because I've seen movies like that before where someone, they get hit on the head and then they're smarter. Mm-hmm. Like things fall into place.
Yeah. You know, I'm just seeing things clear lately.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You needed that.
But I've also been taking Taekwondo, which is what Tua did after his concussion as well. So maybe it's the jujitsu.
This offseason, he went for P.F. Chang's.
Hey, y'all leave Tua alone, man. He's enjoying his offseason, man.
Yeah, he is.
He's on the boat. Yeah. There's a movie where somebody gets in a car accident and they become a genius.
Well, I remember from the 80s, there's a movie with Willie Ames called Zapped. It was with Willie Ames and Scott Baio. And I think one of them gets hit on the head. And then all of a sudden they've got superpowers in the 80s. I mean, it was such a shameless time for objectifying women. But Willie Ames could make, is it Willie Ames or Scott Baio? One of the two, whoever got zapped, could make just the girls' shirts unbutton at will at school. And I was like, this is the greatest superpower of all time. But that's how I picture Solana. He hit his head, and now all of a sudden, you know, you're down in sausage.
I'm John Nash in A Beautiful Mind.
How are you feeling? Do you have any residual?
Yeah, I can't sleep for the past couple days. I feel weird.
Is that so?
Yeah, some guy came up to me at the gym. He's a huge fan of the show today. And he said, hey, I heard you have a little boo-boo on your head. I'm like, dude, I was in the hospital for 4 days. I don't know why Hawk and Crowder are laughing about this. He's like, what? Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, funny's funny. When your fiance texted me the morning that it happened, I mean, it took everything I had not to send cartoon GIFs back to her. You know, like when Elmer Fudd would get a bump on his head, that would go up to the moon. It took everything I had to throttle it back, pretend I was concerned.
Yeah, Solana, if I get all the wheelchair jokes, you can get some head injury jokes. You on pace.
No, I'm here for the jokes. It's fine. I'm cool with the jokes. Again, I came out of this on the other side better, smarter, more engaged. You, on the other hand, are going to have surgery on both of your feet, and you're eating chicken sausages in a wheelchair.
Hey, you know what? You said something a second ago that I want to – people that sleep too much are not as productive.
Okay.
I love sleeping.
All them – somebody sleeps 9 to 8, 9 to 10. I think your mind turns off. My mind always on.
It's amazing that you bring
on.
This up. Hold on. This is amazing. We're not going to have time to replay Whittingham, but that's all right. It's amazing that you brought this up. I happened to see this on Twitter yesterday, and I sent it to myself, and I thought to myself, well, there's no chance I'll get to it because there's way too much going on. But now you just said that, and I'll get to it.
Bro,
this is how many hours a day animals sleep. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'll let you guys guess. This is a brand new game. This is called How Many Hours Do Animals Sleep?
Groundbreaking.
Guess, a tiger. How much does a tiger sleep on average during a 24-hour period?
5 hours.
No. 19 hours a day.
10 hours.
I think Solana has better reasoning there, and I think it's because he hit his head again. He got smarter. But a tiger is a feline. And cat. I saw you light up. Cats notoriously sleep a long time. Yeah. Tigers sleep, on average, 15.8 hours a day.
Yeah. They're about to go extinct. I've seen it. There's only 1,800 of them left.
How about a goat?
10 hours.
Alana?
No, they're constantly like migrating. I'd say less. 6 hours a day.
Migrating. Jimmy.
Migrating.
8 hours.
Solana, again, 5.3 hours.
They're migrating in a pen? Where's the wild goat?
I don't know where they're migrating, but he was within an hour.
There. Yeah, like they graze a lot. They're Solana, constantly moving across fields of hay. Like, what do you mean? Goats migrate, bro.
I don't even know what migrate means.
Yeah, that's like move long.
They herd. They're
long distances.
Right? herds of goats, sheep.
Imagine before he got smart.
He got smart. What he said before he got smart.
Bro.
But he's nailing it.
Goats are migratory animals. I just looked it up. I've watched every single like Animal Planet show.
Aren't most animals migratory? I mean, I think Crowder and I are thinking about goats in a pen, which you can't migrate if you're in a pen.
Have you never seen the mountain goats that literally live off cliffs? Have you never seen the videos of that?
But I mean, that's not what I'm talking. Not what I'm talking about. Huh. How about a giraffe? Again, if you're just joining us, this is a game called How Long Do Animals Sleep?
Giraffes have to be short because they're in a very tough environment. 7 hours.
Nah.
Lana?
They're herbivores, so much longer. I'm not joking. Giraffes sleep 18 hours a day.
And Jimmy?
12 hours.
Giraffes sleep 1.9 hours a day.
Cap.
Because the lion's going to get to them. You can't be on the Sahara.
They're too vulnerable is what Crowder's saying. And that's the thing. They're too vulnerable. They're a big target. They don't have a lot of defense. They neck you.
So
they
neck.
Can't sleep. They can't sleep very well. See, this is crazy. Humans. Adult human.
Average?
Yeah.
7.
I'd say less. 5.5.
Jimmy?
8 hours.
It is 8. Well, Jimmy got it on the nose.
That's recommended, though, losers. Right? They say like 7 to 8 hours is what humans need for cognitive.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, if I don't get 9-10 hours, I am cranky.
Grown people do not need to sleep like babies. I sleep 3.5-4 hours a night.
Yeah, that's crazy. And look at you. Your feet are broken. You're gnawing on sausage.
I'm ready to go. No sausage.
How about a bottle-nosed dolphin?
12 hours.
Lana?
Don't they always say dolphins are like the second smartest animal closest to humans? So I'd just say 8 to 9, probably like humans.
Jimmy?
Well, dolphins, they're half asleep, half awake. Like one part of their brain is awake.
That's true, yeah.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would say...
Someone wake up all of Tim Boyle's brain.
10 hours.
Now it all makes sense. Jimmy nailing it there. 10.5 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Game's
a lot of aquatic animals sleep a lot. Aquatic animals sleep a lot because they can move and.
I would have thought the opposite. Yeah.
How do they sleep?
About
though?
The
how do they sleep?
Right.
Fish can sit. I don't know if dolphins move. I know whales and sharks move and they
while
move
they
when
sleep?
They sleep because sharks can't stop. Whales go. Whales invert and sleep. They point their nose towards the sky and sleep inverted.
Yeah.
Really? How about the brown bat?
22 hours. They're always in caves.
Solana?
19 hours.
Jimmy?
20 hours.
Yeah, 19.9 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew bats ain't worth a damn. Lazy.
Now, bats are actually like super underrated. No joke. They're incredibly smart animals.
Well, they eat mosquitoes too. Mm-hmm. If you had no bats, if you had no bats, you'd be the Marlins. Sports talk, everybody. But anyway, I think Griffin Conine had a big game today for the fish. Hold on. I'll give you your spring training update here in a second. Marlins US campus, ended spring training today with the Nationals 9-9.
Wasn't that yesterday?
Yeah, that was. What's today? Tuesday.
Yeah, but I
go to today.
I did see Steven Strom, who is the pregame host for Marlins Radio. He tweeted out that the Marlins have scored 40 runs over the last four games of spring training.
Wow. Yeah, Marlins put up 12 today. Beat the Cardinals 12-5. Let's see. Griffin Conine, 3-for-4 today. Nick Fortes hit a home run today. Otto Lopez hit two. Matt Mervis hit his third of the spring. And hey. Griffin Conine had a ding-dong today as well. All right, that was a game we call How Long Do Animals Sleep?
But a lot of very successful smart... What's the dude that died that made the internet stuff that wore the same clothes every day?
Al Gore.
One of those internet dudes. Jobs said it. Bezos has talked about it. Zuckerberg. All those genius little nerds. They say, I don't sleep but 4 or 5 hours a night. Like, I need to be. Steve Harvey's talked about why you sleep 8 hours. You're wasting up the third of your life.
Yeah, but I'm tired otherwise.
Smart, successful people don't sleep no damn 8 hours. Get your grown ass out to bed. You're not an infant.
I'm tired. What do you want me to do?
You're not tired. You're telling yourself you're tired.
No, I'm tired. So, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, man,
the testosterone shots, I was sleeping 14 hours a night.
4 a.m. sometimes, I get up and just walk around my house in a big circle, just make sure my property's okay, just to tighten people up.
Make sure no one took your sausage.
I'm telling you.
Make sure there's
Channing,
no...
why are you up again? Sausage Patrol.
I'm telling you, man, I've heard too many super successful people talk about sleeping too long. Think about this concept. You're alive 24 hours a day.
Oh, I wish that I didn't have to sleep at all. I wish I didn't have to sleep at all.
A third of your life? Huck, a third of your life, you're going
to
sleep.
I wish I didn't
have
to.
You're wasting time. You don't have to. Get up. Wake up.
Said so many times before, I wish I was an autistic elephant.
What?
Oh, my bad. It's an Asiatic elephant, and they only sleep 3.9 hours a day. How do we still have jobs?
Well, we might. We might not.
Oh, listen to these people.
Imagine I have to tweet out an apology to autistic elephants. All right. Anything else, Solana? Did we finish up everything? Did you do weather? We good to go?
Yeah, man. Our Crowder or Elephant Open didn't make it over to this. Oh, no. It was horse.
I could make
right?
a good elephant.
Wasn't
noise.
It horse?
No, it was Crowder or Elephant.
Was it?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
My baby loves when I do it. It's a good elephant.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, anything else?
AF? Anything F?
Did you hear I lisp there? I went anything else?
You're literally turning into David Attenborough as this show progresses.
Well, it is funny because I do want to tell you about the cheetah.
There we go.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder.
Bye.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah?
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
O'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour.
And we had some funky fun on today's show. I'll remind you again, Sticky Treats is back at Funky Buddha. It's available in the tap room very soon at select retailers around the state. It's a rice blonde ale with vanilla, not too different from a rice marshmallow treat from your youth. One of my favorites at Funky Buddha, and it is available in the tap room. All right, we got to wrap things up because Hurricane Hotline is coming up tonight with Joe Zagacki, and Coach Jay Lucas will be on with Joe Z, and Dan Radakovich will be on with Joe Z. A lot of action tonight, Canes fans. And then after Hurricane Hotline, you will have Panthers hockey up in Boston, a team that we stole their soul and then their captain. Panthers hockey tonight. Right here on 560 WQAM. Everybody have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go Panthers. We will speak with you mañana.
You need to need, 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 need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Paff, paff, pus.
Take care, brush your hair.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.